The debate concerning gun control has followed us from the 20th century into the 21st, at the same time that the images conjured up by that debate continue to take us back to the 19th century and the romance of the Old West. But just how romantic or accurate are our recollections of guns, gunfighters, and cowboys on the American frontier? What was the attitude toward guns of those who actually lived in the Old West? Here to offer us his insights on this subject is Ross Collins, Professor of Communication at North Dakota State University in Fargo.
The smoke has cleared and we peer down at the victim. Another gun control bill has been shot full of holes. For many who keep a romantic image of America's past, the battle against gun control is steeped in American tradition. It calls us back to those legendary days of the Old West, when cowboys defended their honor and their horses by way of their colts. The actual Old West pioneers of historical fact viewed matters differently, however. They would certainly hail the campaign to protect an American right to bear arms. But the record puts them behind moderate, common-sense measures for gun control, the very kind that President Clinton has supported. Pioneer publications show Old West leaders repeatedly arguing in favor of gun control. These cowtown leaders saw intimately in their day-to-day association with guns that more guns in more places caused not greater safety, but greater death. By the 1880s, many of the people in the West were fed up with gun violence. Gun control, they contended, was absolutely essential. The remedy advocated usually was no less than a total ban on pistol packing. The editor of the Black Hills Daily Times of Dakota Territory in 1884 called the idea of carrying firearms into the city a dangerous practice, not only to others, but to the packer himself. The editor of Montana's Yellowstone Journal of Miles City acknowledged in 1880 that Americans have the right to bear arms, but he contended that guns have to be regulated. As for cowboys carrying pistols, a dispatch from Laramie's Northwest Stock Journal in 1884 reported, "We see many cowboys fitting up for the spring and summer work. They all seem to think it absolutely necessary to have a revolver. Of all foolish notions, this is the most absurd." Cowboy President Theodore Roosevelt recalled with approval that, as a Dakota Territory ranch owner, his town at the least allowed no shooting in the streets. The editor of that town's newspaper, the Badlands Cowboy of Medora, demanded that gun control be even tighter than that, however. Like leaders in Miles City and many other cow towns, A.T. Packard wanted to see guns banned entirely within the city limits. He called packing a gun a senseless custom. Old West cattlemen themselves also saw the need for gun control. By 1882, a Texas cattle raising association had banned six shooters from the cowboy's belt. A report from the Texas Livestock Journal in 1884 concurred, saying, "In almost every section of the West, murders are on the increase, and cowmen are often the principals in the encounters." The Old West leaders who argued for gun control sound mighty up to date more than a century later, but despite them, few packers have been persuaded to put away their pistols, then or now.
You've been listening to Ross Collins, Professor of Communication at North Dakota State University in Fargo. Professor Collins' op-ed comes to us courtesy of the History News Service. This is Talking History.